jumping ahead a couple of days, it is now July 20th. And you guys find yourself in the office of the Archbishop.
Oh no.
So any idea how you got there or why you're there?
We're having a party for my birthday.
Except the last we knew, we were in Phoenix.
Yep. Still in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. We're just not in the tunnels anymore.
Well, yeah.
So.
What's his name? So that way I can address him properly.
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry.
Is it day or night or?
It's night, of course. We'd be on fire.
Night. Hold on. It's Lucius Sejanus.
Say that one more time. It garbled out.
Lucius Sejanus. Yeah, we're getting some feedback from, I believe, Eric's not having headphones on.
Where's the, why don't we have the microphone?
We haven't used it.
Oh, that's
fine. I've been using that.
So you're in the lobby of, yeah, that's bad. That I'm hearing myself. you're in the lobby waiting outside of the Archbishop's office, awaiting to be let in to see him.
Okay.
Does anyone know how we got here?
Nope.
Well, this is the part where you get to make shit up, and I'm not railroading you. You can either determine why you're there, or I can make it up, and you might not like it.
Well, we are supposed to be dealing with our own kind, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He would be one of those. Okay, well.
Obviously.
Doctor, why are we here?
Where were you guys heading after meeting with Maquette?
Excuse me?
He advised us that we needed to deal with our own kind.
Yeah, so where'd you go?
Apparently we went here.
took you 2 days.
Well, it took us 2 days because, you know, we had to travel, you know, underground a little bit to get to where we're going because
could have made that right turn at Albuquerque.
Exactly. I think I'll agree with that.
So you went all the way to New Mexico to come back?
Right.
Yeah, we could travel fast. Some of us got celerity.
Some.
Well, I guess we are dealing with our own kind at this point. We have to figure out who is here following rules and who's not, but we need to tread lightly while we're here.
Okay. Man dressed in a all black suit walks up to you in the hallway. You may proceed into the office.
Okay.
Give him a nod. Wait for the infirmary to walk forward so that way she can be the first one to enter.
Yeah.
So the ductus is taking point, huh?
I guess so.
She is the pack leader, and she does speak for us.
Okay, you walk into an office. There are four seats directly in front of you, facing a desk. And desk is it's large oak desk, and there's an empty chair behind it.
I'll stand behind one of the chairs.
Okay. And the rest of you?
I'm going to sit down.
I'll stay. I'll stand to the right of the ductus.
Okay.
Behind one of the chairs and wait.
I'll stand behind beside one of the chairs.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit in one of the chairs.
Okay.
That's half tempted just to sit behind the one behind the desk, but that could go well, I don't think.
Okay, the door closes behind you, and you hear a voice. You may be seated. You all feel compelled to sit. Amy, you feel compelled, or sorry, Celine, you feel compelled to sit on the floor.
Okay.
Oh boy.
It's gonna be like that.
Hey, looks like Italian man, dark features, Armani suit, walks around to the other side of the desk, sits down, and reclines back. So who are you? Don't all speak at once. Who are you?
Sorry, I'm having a brain blank moment. I'm trying to think of how she would best answer this. We don't have like a name for this, do we? Yeah, Eric's question.
No, you never came up with a pack name, but you have individual names. In lieu of that,
well, I am Marie, and I believe the others are capable of introducing themselves.
They should do so.
My name is Aloysius Montano.
Mondano, good name.
Mine is
treacherous name, but good pedigree. Go ahead, sir.
My name is Ramon Garcia.
Mr. Garcia. And you, child?
I'm Celine.
Just Celine. No.
Yeah. Celine Caladora.
You may get in a seat. Okay. Get in a chair.
Child, hurry up. Get in the chair now.
Don't speak for me.
I'm getting in the chair. I'm sitting.
Don't presume my authority.
I do apologize, Aloysius.
As you should. I am not Aloysius.
So who are you?
I am Lucius.
I didn't say Aloysius. I said Lucius.
Okay. I am Lucius, your Archbishop. as you should know, coming into my domain. But apparently, you were not sent by one who knows such things or cares for such common courtesies. What brings you to my city?
We don't even know how we got here or where we are.
Yes, we do. I'm just going to look over at Marie.
We're here to find people acting outside the best interests of the sect and take care of them.
And who sent you?
The Archbishop of Vegas.
And what authority does he have here?
Well, I mean, he has authority over the Western Desert, and I would say that this qualifies.
He claims authority over the Western Desert?
Yes.
He does not have authority over the Western Desert.
That's something you need to work out with him.
Yeah. Why not start now? What would you do if you had a domain and pawns of a lesser stepped foot into it?
I think I would.
How would you deal with them, Lysandra?
I think I would see how valuable they are.
Not you. Your blood does not allow you to speak here.
Well, considering that we're here to take care of troublemakers, I would think that you'd be interested in knowing that, finding out what troublemakers that you may have roaming around within your domain.
Okay, well, report then.
We've only just arrived.
And what have you found? How long have you been here?
A couple of days.
Closer to a week. What have you uncovered?
I'm curious to know why you think this is your domain at this point and why I should give you all of my information.
Child, you can give me your information or I can take it from you. I am doing this the nice way.
I mean, if you know how long we've been here, then I'm guessing you know what we know already. Why are you asking?
Why aren't you telling?
Because I feel like I might be stepping in between two people I don't necessarily want to get between.
You're already there. Carefully. Because if you're choosing the other side, that is the wrong choice.
Why? What makes you the preferable side?
Because I'm the one standing in front of you right now that could put your hide on my wall if I so chose.
So it's merely a matter of proximity. There's nothing else that makes you a preferable master.
John, I'm sitting there very quietly, not breathing, or pretending not to breathe at least.
What? You're a vampire. You don't breathe.
Shush.
Pretend.
It's a metaphor.
I'm asking what he has to offer us for loyalty.
Sudden death.
I don't feel like dying on my third night of play.
Everybody got that second character spun up?
Yeah, I already got it. It's already done.
You may stop speaking now. And Marie, you do not want to speak. Which of you wants to be the Ductus?
I'll take it.
Is this a trick question?
I do.
Aloysius. What makes you worthy of the position?
I can answer questions without such impudence.
Well, do so. You've heard the questions?
I have.
Don't make me waste my breath. It's such a odd way to say that.
So far, we've only run into one other kindred. And he keeps a pack of ghouls as his audience for underground music shows.
So you've partaken of one of the musical stylings of Santos, then?
Yes.
And just one other kindred, but you were careful to say that.
Yes, I was.
Well, carefully select your next words.
We also ran into, I'm not sure what he was actually, but on our first evening here, we met what I believe to be an elder werewolf.
Okay.
Damn if I can remember his name now. And two nights ago, we met a elder mage. He calls himself Maquette, or younger brother.
Go on.
Both of them were...
Not both of them. Sorry. The latest one.
The latest one.
Tell me of Maquette.
He calls himself the younger brother. And of course, that necessitates he has an older brother, goes by the name of Sutek. It was supposed to be not here in Phoenix, but nearby.
Okay, continue. Is that all the information you got?
That's all I recall at the moment.
Do any of the rest of you have any information of this Sutek? None.
Well, I was getting ready to speak, but choose my words carefully. I'm thinking.
I don't speak anymore.
Well, he's speaking of an antediluvian that's supposed to be waking up soon.
Antediluvian? Are they against the flood?
Say again. Sorry.
You said antediluvian. Are they
antediluvian? Do apologize. Fight
the flood? Okay.
That the antediluvian set will possibly be waking up soon. And this information was given to us. And I really do not want set coming awake in any way, shape, or form, because I feel like I value my own life.
Did he tell you any more of Set? He says he's nearby. Did he say where?
No, he did not. He said that we need to deal with our own kind. So, which I mean that he might have been referring to Set himself, but I do not hold the power in my own life to stop Set.
Okay, Bill, are you intentionally lying, or did you just forget where he told you he was?
I actually forgot. Really, I did. I'm not lying. I'm sorry. I've only had 4 hours of sleep in 48 hours. I do apologize.
I'm just making sure.
No, John, where did he say he was?
No subterfuge roll then.
Yeah.
throw me a bone, please.
He gets a level 4 now.
I had 9 successes. I had to remember where he said.
Yeah, you should remember where he said. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let's see if I wrote it down. No, I did not. Oh, shit. It's actually in the it's in the prophecy on the first night as well. God. Find it. Baba Kavari Mountain.
Okay.
Walks the maze of inside Baba Kavari Mountain.
He walks the maze inside Baba Kavari Mountain.
And do you believe that this was actually Maquette with whom you spoke?
I believe it was so, but if he wasn't, he put on a very good show.
So where are you planning to go from here?
As we said,
I'm sorry. Ductus Marie, you may speak.
Okay.
You are the true Ductus. You carry the true blood. Please. Where do your plans take you?
We have a few places that we have looked at going. But we have not recently sat down to discuss where precisely we wish to investigate next.
And what possibilities do you have? That I might ease your decision.
One that we had looked at was investigating stories that the local werewolves and natives have. Regarding various prophecies.
Such as? Have you received some of these prophecies?
We had received one notable one, which I believe our priest has memorized.
Please.
Phil, you have that, right?
Yeah, I do. It's right here.
I don't. I'm in that same barely 4 hours of sleep boat. I'm trying to remember the other places we were going to look at.
There it is. I got it.
Facebook loads fast.
This was given to us by the prophecy of Falling Cloud.
Falling Cloud, was that the werewolf you met on the first night?
Yes, he is well past his prime. I do not think he has much time left on this earth.
Yeah. Proceed.
Have you looked into the sky lately? For the years, all I could see was a blue star. And that let me know that all was well. The blue star has shone down on us and reminds us of Sehahi, the elder brother, protector of Papagos, who walks the maze in Baba Kavari Mountain of Spider Mother to the north, and of Coyote, protector of the people, who has worked to keep them all at bay, to protect your food. That's how you see them, right? But the blue star has fallen and Coyote no longer keeps watch. In these times, with the blue star has fallen away to reveal the accursed red eye of the heavens. When nightmares have told us if monsters abroad that are even worse than what humanity has become, and anger and fear has split the world into war. In these times, we must look back and try to understand. Because in the cycle of the ages, this must have all happened before. So perhaps it is these remnants of the past that can see us through.
Okay. And where is this fallen elder werewolf now? Where are you storing his pelt?
He led us to safety and he left. And we've been trying to track him and we can't find him anywhere. He actually stopped us from being able to even attack him. And we do not know how he overpowered us with what he was doing. It is just as we sit here now and are commanded to sit before you. And that's how it was with him.
So because you're weak.
No, it is not because we are weak. It is because I am gathering strength. No. I am gathering my strength.
How much time do you think you have?
I do not know. For life is undeterminable. I could die tomorrow. I could die now, next week, or a year from now.
I agree. You could die now. It's a very real possibility. So, what am I to do with you, trespassers upon my city?
Was he speaking to me or to someone else? Oh, sorry.
To the group.
As mentioned, we're here to investigate. I imagine somebody like you could use a group that is capable of investigation.
Okay. I will give you a week to investigate, to find out what you can find out. In 1 week from tonight, we will have a grand gathering. And I will announce to the city what our next plan is. Be prepared to speak to the city about what you have found. The information you have brought us so far, you have brought me so far, is quite valuable. Continue upon those lines. Investigate the mountain at Baba Kahari. Investigate Maquette and the Spider Mother. But tread lightly in my city. Do not meddle in others' affairs. For the shadows have ears, and I can tap into them.
As you wish. We will tread lightly.
Of course. Yes.
As Lucius, child of Sybil, child of Lysandra, I return to you to your post as ductus of this pack. Marie, lead this pack forth and bring me the information that I desire.
Of course, yeah.
You may leave.
I nod and I slowly stand. But I do not turn my back to him. Sorry, that's kind of rude if you do. Just etiquette.
Oh, I mean, I'll turn and walk out of the room because walking backwards out of a room is just
awesome. Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, dude.
Yeah. But... Hey, there are some kings have had people killed for turning their back. I don't want to be the next one.
Okay. So you guys step out into the hallway.
Well, I say we get about our business.
Yeah, probably for the best.
Oops.
So what exactly in the city are we supposed to be investigating? Everything we've done so far has been outside the city chasing this prophecy.
Well, we can probably talk to the werewolves or find some information about the Spider Mother from them. Of course, at the end, taking their life so I can wear their pelt in before Archbishop. Oh, I'm very serious there, Ductus. You had that look upon your face.
I think it was because of your odd camera angle.
The camera fit, actually.
Bill wants us to get killed by a werewolf.
Well, where do we stay? We're supposed to be looking for things for like a week and finding answers where we're going to stay. Where is there?
I don't know, Abbott.
You're the Abbott.
What are we shopping around?
Have you not lined them up a place to stay yet?
Yeah, we need a place to stay that's not cave plus boulder.
Right.
Yeah, Abbott. What have you lined up for them?
It's been 2 days. You had to have found something.
Well, what's around us?
It's a city. Anything. It's
a city. I mean, you could have gone and killed somebody and be living in their apartment. You could have them tied up in the closet.
You'd probably do that.
Yeah, probably.
You could be torturing them like what your path desires you to do.
Exactly.
Slowly, of course, making them enjoy every bit of it. That's how true Cathari would act.
So you have basically taken over a downtown apartment and have the owner hidden within where you can torture them.
I have heard. Kitten.
Okay. That was interesting. Really.
What?
I think we should honestly be underneath a club, because if we get hungry, we can just take the person from the club and we can just put them underneath us and we can just feed and nobody will hear us feed. Because we're going to have to eat sooner or later. Right? And that would be safe because nobody would like go underneath.
somewhere.
That's likely going to be infringing on someone else's territory.
Yeah. If only you'd ask the Archbishop for some hunting grounds.
Well, he didn't want me to talk.
There is that. Okay. So you guys are...
What's around us that we can stay at, so...
Just, we got it.
Okay, so an apartment.
Yeah.
I'm holding somebody captive in their closet.
Blackout curtains. Yeah. Okay. So where are you going from here? There are clubs, bars, all kinds of stuff downtown, libraries, there's the tunnels, there's Tucson.
I'm going to
there's the reservation. What?
I'm going to a club for entertainment. I've had enough for the day, enough stress for the day. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of go out on the town and just kind of go to a club.
Is everybody else going along with that?
We've been in a tunnel for like so.
Bill's head says no.
Oh, somebody's got a better idea. Let's hear it.
I don't feel like staring at walls. I feel like going out and having a good time after being in a tunnel.
Yeah, your adrenaline addiction is probably kicking in pretty hard.
Yeah. Yep.
You didn't say you fed off of the person you have in the apartment that you're torturing to get their adrenaline going. Okay, so you guys leave the office building. You're in downtown. There are bars, clubs, the museum, library, several cars that you could try to steal.
I'm in a club not that far from where we're staying at the apartment. So I can just walk there and walk back.
Okay, so Celine is going to split the party?
No!
Usually splitting the party is not a good idea. If you want to go off on your own, more power to you.
Okay, so what are the rest of you doing?
Now go to the club.
Okay.
I mean, I'm young. I'm in a new place. We're in a tunnel forever. I just got yelled at and sat on the floor. Want to have some fun?
Marie, would you like to tell them where they're actually going?
Well,
or are you just going along for the club ride?
You know what? I think a club sounds fine. I think we need
a little bit of decompression time.
Yeah. We probably need some decompression. And with her adrenaline addiction, that's probably a good place for her to find to satisfy it without, you know, terrorizing the locals.
Or maybe actually terrorizing the locals. Okay.
Terrorizing the locals in a way that's less noticeable.
And Ramon, are you going along?
I would say probably against my better judgment. I'd rather be looking for the spider mother, any information on her. I will go where my pack priestess wants. My ductus wants me to go. Even though I prefer to do something else.
Okay. The 13th Hour Club is across the street from your apartment building.
Okay.
And then?
And then?
I give myself a drink.
Okay.
Because it's the first thing I'm going to do when I walk in is I'm going to want a drink. So I'm going to get myself a drink.
Walk up to the bouncer. Can I see some ID?
Oh, I'm going to love this one. I'm standing back with a sly grin on my face.
I show my ID.
Okay. What does your ID say?
It says I'm 21.
So you've acquired a fake ID at some point.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let's see here.
Does it say Susie McLovin?
Well, I mean, I'm not drinking that, I have a fake ID.
Yeah, let's see here.
And I, thrive off adrenaline, so I have to have a fake ID. Not like it's the first time I've been at a club before.
Did you acquire that fake ID yourself, or did someone acquire that for you?
What am I?
What you're looking at is at the bottom of the talents line, where it says streetwise, and you have no dots.
I have absolutely nothing.
Right.
So I can't
Well.
So your ability to get your own fake ID is not very good.
I could probably use some of my larceny for
I stole somebody's ID by intimidating them.
You may roll wits plus streetwise to see if this is a passable ID that you're handing to the bouncer. Two dice, difficulty of 6.
I got an 8 and a 7.
That's nice. It's a contested roll. What do you know? He bought it. Okay.
As the sirens go by the club.
This game is super realistic.
You may proceed. Next.
Okay, who's next?
Next.
I guess I'm next. Show my ID.
Okay. Is it fake or is it real?
It's real.
Okay. How old does it say you are?
32.
Okay. And you, yeah. Okay. Okay. Next.
I'll go next.
Okay.
I'm waiting for someone to fail this. Probably
ID?
Sure, ID.
Is it fake or real?
It'd be real.
Okay. And you, sir?
Am I the only one?
All right.
Apparently you're luckily the only someone, one who's trying to pass off as super young.
I'm the only one underage. Probably.
I hand him my ID.
Okay. Is it real or fake?
Well, I got three dots in larceny, and what would I need to roll? I only don't know my real name.
So it's fake?
Yeah, why not? I'm taking a risk tonight.
Okay. It's plus subterfuge, so three dice. Difficulty seven.
What about larceny? Six.
What about it?
Wits plus larceny. Five dice. Magic dice. Difficulty six. Roll. I got 8, 6, and a 10, so that would be 4 successes.
Okay, you're good. Go ahead.
Put it into my breast pocket. I'm walking. But I know how to get a real one.
Anybody roll perception plus alertness? Difficulty 8.
What?
Oh, sorry. For Amy, it's difficulty of 7. Oh, wait. No, it's not. No, it's not. Amy's going into a club.
What?
What? Oh, Amy. Your heightened senses. You can't turn those off.
merits have just become flaws. Wow.
Okay, so
she doesn't have acute sense hearing though. It's just sight and touch.
No. It's hearing and taste or some shit, wasn't it?
No, it was sight and touch.
Man. Either way, club, flashing lights.
Well, yeah, the flashing lights are going to be a problem.
Sight and touch and what was it?
That's it.
Oh, sight and touch. Okay.
I thought it was something else, too.
I've got two.
She had hearing at one point.
Yeah.
Because we used it against her last time.
Right.
That was probably- and nobody said anything.
Probably a mistake.
Okay. Well, everybody roll perception plus alertness. Difficulty of... What did I say? 8?
Eight.
Okay.
Except Amy, you said 7.
Well, no, it's 8.
8. I got 2. 5.
Okay.
1 success.
Okay. What about Amy?
You failed.
Okay. Well, everybody except Amy hears him. Reach over into his he's got a microphone right over here. He presses the push to talk on his shoulder into 4 black dots entering.
Wow, that was rude.
Exit stage left, right back out that door,
right past him.
Oh, because that's not going to be obvious at all, Bill. They're not telling us to leave.
I forgot my money.
He let you in.
Yeah, he let us in.
That's the same word. That's the same word those cops were using, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be more suspicious if we leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
I'm telling Celine to keep her eyes open. They know we're here.
Yeah, I'm just gonna head on. I'm gonna continue heading on in. I'm not gonna just turn and leave because that'd be too obvious.
Okay, it's a very crowded club. It's standing room only. There are some tables over on the edge, and they're full. And it's shoulder to shoulder. You're kind of pushing through to get through the crowd. Industrial music playing, flashing lights, all that.
All right,
Should be easy to get lost in the crowd if you so wanted to.
Yeah, I'll just kind of head on in.
Slowly continue to go forward. Thinking to myself, this is not good at all. We should have gone searching for the spider mother. That's all I gotta say.
I'm gonna find a corner furthest from all the exits and keep an eye on them.
Okay. So basically, you're cutting.
That were obvious. I'm kind of like in the crowd, kind of dancing the way they are, like drinking and stuff. And keeping an eye out.
Don't do things with your hands while you're talking. That's as loud as you are.
Oh, really?
Yes. Couldn't hear you.
She said she's just dancing and keeping her eyes open.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm dancing and drinking and keeping up with the crowd and paying attention at the same time, so I'm not like looking you're obvious. Drinking. Yeah, I got 21-year-old ID. What? Okay, no, I'm not drinking.
Yeah, you would know that if you tried to take a drink, you'd throw up.
Okay, no, I'm not instantly, drinking.
Because you don't have eat food.
Right.
But you do have common sense, so I have to say something.
Well, I didn't say what I was
doing. Instead of just letting you throw up blood in the middle of the crowd. Yeah.
Well, nobody would hear it or see it because
they would. So they would.
When someone starts vomiting blood in a very crowded nightclub, everyone knows.
I'm gonna have to take them in the bathroom.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, so, Aloysius is making his way directly across to the far corner. Celine is mixing in with the crowd.
That's what I'm doing as well.
Okay. And Ramon?
I'm turning, I don't know. How many flashy lights are going on right now?
All the flashy lights.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah, so... heightened vision would not be good right now. Screw my brain. What I'm going to try to do is get a little bit of a distance away from Aloysius. And I'm going to actually turn on aura perception. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to focus on the crowd. What I'm looking for is I'm looking for any of the ones that any of the bouncers in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And just checking to see if I can try to actually keep an eye on them a little bit while standing off. Like see if I see him reach up to their, that's what I'm looking for. See him reach up to their ear, talk, something of that nature.
So are you doing aura perception or are you just watching them?
I'm going to do aura perception because I want to try to get a read of, like, intention.
Okay. There's the one you just came in through the door. He's barely visible from the club, and there's two over in one corner directly to the right of the front door where he came in, and one over near where Aloysius is.
Okay.
Do you want to take a look at each of them individually, or?
Yes.
Okay. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the one that's more of a closer threat to Aloysius.
Okay. Roll perception plus awareness. Difficulty 7.
Okay. That would be 6 dice. Difficulty 7?
Yes.
5 successes?
You don't have to show us.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, when I get high success, I'd rather show you.
We believe you. Okay. So that one is a little on the bright side. Just calm, contemplative. Basically attentive, bright.
So basically he's doing the same thing that I'm doing. Exactly. All right, wonderful.
Yeah. But he doesn't have a pale aura like you do. He has a bright aura.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Just to be clear.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It was perfectly clear.
You found your werewolf. Congrats.
You found your pelt. Okay. You want to roll for the two other ones?
Yes.
That are over in the other corner?
I have 6 successes on him. I have 3 tens.
Okay. And the other one?
Then the other one. Failure.
Okay. Failure. No, you don't see an aura. The one you do see an aura appears to be a normal aura. He's kind of on edge and nervous and attentive.
Okay, so he's normal. He's normal. He's nervous. He's attentive. And you said that there was another one?
Yeah, the guy at the door, you have to. Oh, on edge.
Okay. All right. Gentleman at the door.
Okay.
Another failure. Hey, dude, you have no aura. Awesome.
Awesome. I think you're hiding your aura from me. You must be the strongest supernatural being ever.
All right.
Or I have the worst aura perception ever. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, the one over by Aloysius appears to be a werewolf. But you know, Aloysius does not know this. Yay.
Awesome.
That's super exciting.
Say what?
I said that is super exciting.
Yeah.
I will.
As you're scanning, you notice him. He just kind of sniffs the air.
Okay.
You don't have anything that lets you know what werewolves can do, so it's okay.
Well, I figured that if he's a werewolf, he acts like a dog, so he's probably trying to get his scent in the club. So, you know, tracking purposes. You know, they act like dogs. They run on all fours, you know.
So you're a well-informed leech, huh? Okay.
Someone sniffed the air. Either that or someone farted right next to him and he's all not liking it too much, you know.
Only it's close to Aloysius. So.
I actually pull up in my coat pocket. I'll pull out a pin and a napkin. Mm-hmm. On the table. I'll write down a werewolf on it.
Okay.
And
big bold letters, and just kind of hold it up and hold
the clock. No. We're not doing the schism attractor. And I'll just write down on it next to you, and I'll tuck it in my pocket and casually just walk over to Aloysius with a drink in my hand, so it's facing the. I'll pull it out, put it on the inside of my hand with the glass, and I'll face the glass to him and like I'm handing it to him.
Okay. As you're making your way over to him, so is the bouncer.
Oh, this is not good.
Everybody, roll one die and add it to your. Oh, what is it? Wits plus Dex? Is that the craziness that it is?
Wits plus Dex.
Yeah.
Wits plus Dex, you say?
Yes. It's weird.
So, 1d6. Wow. Moron. And then add it to our Dex plus Wits.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you roll your die?
I got four.
You got four?
John, if you want to write mine down, it's 12.
Okay.
So wait, what are we adding it to again?
Wits plus Dex. Okay.
You have the lowest.
So, it's Aloysius. What are you doing? There's a random bouncer coming towards you, and Ramon is coming towards you.
I'm going to take that as a bad
from sign. Opposite directions. Yeah, they're both coming. You're in the corner, and they're both converging on you.
I'm going to take that as a bad sign, and I'm going to activate Armor of Cain's Fury.
Okay, so you're going to surround yourself with a red halo. Correct?
Oopsie.
That gives you a red glow surrounding you. That's what you said last time.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it... More than likely won't get noticed by too many people in the club, but... But it's up to you. You don't have common sense, so I probably shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Animal plus melee. 16.7. So that gives me 2 points of armor.
Okay. Okay. Ramon.
Did he come towards me or did he just stand still?
Aloysius is in a corner. You are coming from one direction towards the corner, and he is coming from the other direction towards the corner.
Okay, because I didn't know if he was walking. He
is not moving towards you. He is moving towards Aloysius. But you are moving towards Aloysius as well. So you're converging at a single point.
How close is Marie and I to both of them while we're in the crowd?
You're in the middle of the crowd. You're probably 20 feet away, but it's going to be tough getting through people.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I don't want to pump Celerity because then he'll see me, too. He probably knows I'm here, but
really. What are you doing, Ramon?
Hey, are you looking in my general direction there, Yoo-Hoo? Aloysius?
I'm keeping an eye on the room. I've noticed that you and the bouncer are both headed toward me, so my eyes are more on him because he's the threat, but I know.
Okay, I'm going to pretend we made up a sign for werewolves, and I just go like this.
That looks more like Jaws.
There's an alligator coming at you, apparently.
Right? Okay.
Could be a werecroc.
It could be.
True. But we don't want that.
you don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay.
It's like a shadow puppet dog.
Okay, the bouncer is still moving towards you. He's about he'll be at you next turn. He grows about a foot taller though.
Oh goody.
Marie should have gone before Ramon.
Oops.
Marie, what are you doing?
So I noticed that the bouncer is approaching. Who's he approaching specifically?
Aloysius and Aloysius and the bouncer and Ramon are both approaching Aloysius from opposite directions. And Aloysius now has a red glow around him.
All right. I'm going to start heading towards Aloysius as well.
Okay. And Celine?
Okay, so he's about, you said 20 feet away from
him.
How close is the bouncer and a werewolf?
The bouncer is a werewolf.
Oh, the other one. There's two of them coming at him. So how close are...
There's only one bouncer coming at him.
Oh, okay.
None of the other bouncers have moved.
How close is the bouncers to Marina?
I mean, you guys are in the middle of the floor, so to the outside is about the same distance all around. But yeah, it would be completely the opposite direction of where Aloysius is to go towards either the two bouncers or the guy at the door. There's three at the front of the club and one at the back that's going towards Aloysius.
I think I'm going to go towards the bouncer and try to distract him. That's coming at Aloysius.
Okay. How are you going to try to distract him?
With performance.
You're in the middle of a large group of people. So you're going to, you know, do an epic dance battle in the middle of the floor and try to distract the bouncer.
We're going to break dance in the middle of the dance floor, yeah.
Okay. Dex plus performance.
I'm going to try to call the bouncer's attention to me instead of as he's walking towards Aloysius, so that way he mirrors.
Well, Dex plus performance.
No. Go charisma plus performance if you're trying to pull attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Difficulty 9.
Ooh.
Because good luck. I'm not going to say it can't happen, but good luck.
Okay. And What do I need to get?
9 or higher.
9 or, yeah, okay. This is really going to have fun. Two successes. What? I got that one.
I know it's a 10.
Oh, so 3, because I got 2 9s and a 10.
Huh? That's only 1 9. That one's a...
Oh. Okay.
That's a 2.
Okay. Okay. Never mind, the lighting's
so he's distracted. Woohoo!
Good job. You made him spend a willpower and a rage. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Aloysius.
Okay.
So he spent a willpower and a rage, so he's still coming toward me, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, okay.
But she made him spend willpower and a rage, so
that's good.
Yeah. Makes one less of each of those.
I'm gonna hope that in spite of appearances, he's not about to start a brawl right here in the middle of the club.
Okay.
Just to be on the safe side, I am going to spend a couple of blood points to pump my dex.
Okay. And are you doing anything else?
I'm just going to...
defer to dodge?
Keep my seat or keep my position and, yeah, get ready to dodge. But I'm also going to give him a nod, let him know that I see him coming.
Oh, yeah. Marie?
Hold on.
Maybe if we both use charisma, maybe.
So what do we have going on?
Well, near you, Celine is doing some performance art, going crazy on the dance floor.
I'm trying to get his attention so he doesn't go after Aloysius.
Aloysius appears to be just kind of hunkering down in the corner, and he nods at the bouncer. Ramon is basically about to get there, as is the bouncer. They'll both arrive at the same time.
Am I close enough that the bouncer could hear me?
Not really. Not with the music going.
All right, then I guess I'm just going to continue approaching.
Okay. Okay.
Well, the guy doesn't attack.
Ramon?
Oh, boy. I am going to reread his aura, and I'm specifically looking for aggression.
Okay. Perception plus awareness? Difficulty 7?
1, 2, 3 successes.
Okay. It's bright. It's inquisitive, and it is investigative. I guess that's a feeling. I'm not going to pull the chart out.
Okay. No, that's fine, because the chart's just a general kind of like to give you ideas.
Well, it tells you the colors that you're supposed to actually tell you instead of telling everybody. Anyway. And you did aura perception, so that's your turn. Okay. So the bouncer gets up to Ramon and Aloysius. He kind of drops his shoulder down, spreads his arms out, and runs towards the wall. If you would like to dodge, you can. He's running straight into you.
Well, yeah, I think I would like to dodge that.
Okay. That would be
athletics.
Dex plus brawl to dodge.
Okay. Standard diff.
Yep.
Five. Yep.
Okay. You manage to duck out of the way as he gets an arm around Ramon and pushes him into the shadow of the corner, and they disappear.
Oh, son of a whore.
Fuck to you there.
Motherfucker. Bye, everybody. I'm going to find my character sheet. Hold on a second.
But they don't know who you are because you used a fake ID, so that's good.
So, okay. Ramon, you find yourself in a dark room with this guru in, or wear something in Galabra form, standing in front of you.
Oh boy. Bullshit my way out of this one.
So, what brings you to our club?
Just looking for a night to relax, to be honest with you.
Nobody told you not to come here?
No, no one. Huh. No one told us not to come. We saw the club. We decided to come and just relax. It's been a troubling time. Just needed some place to clear our heads.
I guess if you want to get out of here, you should tell me what the troubles are.
Where's the fucking Ductus at? What the fuck? Who are you? Why am I always talking?
Well, I was on my way, but now you're in a room that...
I start going into a Malkavian... Twitch. How could I put it? Let's just say Gehenna is upon us. And I really don't feel like getting eaten right now. So I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this. Because I particularly don't want to die.
Okay, as you're speaking...
Oh, shit. I'm going to get stabbed in the heart. Probably. All right, here we go.
The Galabro werebeast in front of you's jaw shifts to the left like he was just hit, and there's a loud cracking sound.
Holy son of a, what the hell? Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm gonna die now.
Yeah, it's your go. What are you doing?
mommy. Fetal in the corner. No, I'm joking. So.
This is where he blames me for getting us in this mess.
Oh, Celine, you're getting every bit of this blame. That's all you.
Somebody wanted to go clubbing. Damn.
And I said against my better judgment, and yeah, I should have listened to my instincts and not came in this place. I'm looking around the room where that damn hit came from. I mean, I'm scanning. I'll do aura perception, freaking whatever. Because I don't want to get hit by that thing. Whatever hit him and his jaw just cracked, that's not safe for me. Because, yeah, two stamina, I'm not going to survive a hit like that.
So are you trying to find a way out of where you are?
I'm trying to find what hit him.
Oh.
I'm trying to find out what hit that guy.
Okay.
Okay, so you back up scanning, and the were creature does the same. He takes two steps back, looking around. His jaw, you hear it kind of click back into place and heal, and he shifts into a larger form, and it is it's not a werewolf, it's a werecoyote.
Coyote! Coyote prophecy! Coyote prophecy!
Suddenly,
is that your actual reaction?
Yes, coyote prophecy!
Stop!
I yell. Just yell, stop! Coyote! So like, yeah. And I begin to recite the prophecy and watch that werewolf. Watch the coyote werewolf looking thing. And see what he does. You want me to actually recite it? I will.
No. Yeah, let's hear it again.
Huh?
You want me to recite the prophecy?
No, I was asking what Eric asked.
I said, yeah, let's hear it again.
No, no. the werecoyote backs up, looking at you questioningly, kind of looks very confused, and
it's like great a groupie.
Hey,
and as he starts to stumble backwards, his left knee gives out and just snaps at the kneecap, and he just collapses onto the ground from that side. His leg is bent the wrong direction.
You broke your hero.
Holy Mary, unseen ally. That's who did that.
Okay. And Ramon's turn.
Oh man, this is just, we need information. We don't need to kill the coyote. Well, he wounded it. He wounded pretty good. Is his leg like snapped, like almost about ready to pop? Like,
I mean, it's going in the wrong direction. Oh, it looks like the knee is bent the wrong way.
Hyper extended.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Very severely at a 90-degree angle the other direction. Okay.
As you say, we need to talk to it, not kill it. Suddenly, there is a 6'5" pale figure, bald, just completely pale, standing in front of you, looking at you. So what do we need to do?
I thank you for your help. I really do. We need to find out, since he is a coyote, the prophecy speaks of the coyote.
As you're speaking, you hear the bones cracking back together as the knee is reconstructing. I don't think he's I don't think he's going to listen to reason right now.
Well, I say we beat him into unconsciousness. Obviously, you're stronger than I am.
Okay.
Oh.
So it is. Okay. Yeah, it's actually his turn. He's going to use passion on a pissed off coyote. Okay. You now have a very pissed off coyote that is not thinking and is only attacking. It is your turn, Ramon.
What is he doing?
Oh, he's very pissed off. That's it. He's not doing anything until you go because he's below you in initiative. But yeah, the unseen ally used passion on him.
And what exactly does passion do? He pissed him off, obviously.
It just, it amplifies your current emotion. Yes. Dementation, level one.
Oh, boy. We got a Malkavian with us.
A strong one.
Yeah. I'm glad he's on my side. None of my abilities will actually work on this guy. Could I actually use? I'm thinking about focusing my quietus on him, so he can only hear what's inside that bubble. But he can't hear what's going on. This confuses him even more, even though he's pissed off.
You're in such a confined space where you all would just be within the bubble. You would have to back up to the point where you're 10 feet from him, and there's not really room to do that.
Oh, son of a whore.
And he's not exactly going to let you backpedal away from him right now.
Well, obviously, he can take some bashing damage. I guess I'm going to start pumping my stamina so I can take a hit. I might as well, because I feel utter pain coming on at this point in time.
I feel squishy, oh so squishy.
And I'm choosing not to be so squishy anymore. Or I could pump dexterity. Hold on. I can only spend one blood point. Damn it, man. All right. I guess what I end up doing is I'm gonna end up probably better if I spend it on stamina. I'll just spend it on that. So I'll just mark out a blood point.
Yep. 1-1.
I'm preparing.
Just preparing to dodge.
Yeah, because I really do not need to be hit right now because I belong in a library somewhere. Studying about spider mother.
Not even
mothers.
Supposed to be here today. Yeah.
Exactly, and I really don't want to die tonight. Quite all right.
Okay. Damn. Okay. Nothing takes 4 points of aggravated damage. The
Do what?
The bouncer coyote slashes at the Malkavian's torso and just shreds through him. Claws just shred right through him, and he takes 4 points of aggravated damage.
Ouch.
No real ability to soak that.
Unless you had
fortitude.
Fortitude. Damn it. The one thing we need.
Okay. And okay, the Malkavian grabs a hold of you, Ramon.
Yep.
And he says, stay still. And he grabs you.
I become a perfect vampiric statue in my undead form. I pretend okay. I am a golem.
The coyote appears confused. Apparently you both just disappeared in front of him. And after about 3 or 4 minutes of just kind of looking around, sniffing, trying to get some sense of anything, he returns to human form and steps back through the shadow that he came in through. Everybody in the club, which I'm guessing you are all in that corner at this point, going, what the fuck just happened? The bouncer just stepped back out of the corner without Ramon.
Okay.
I'm still staying perfectly still. I'm not moving.
Well, the guy, he backs up from you and says, you can move now.
I pretend to breathe.
Now, how do we get out of here?
That is an excellent question.
Okay, back out into the club. The bouncer just popped back out without Ramon. At this point, you guys would have had enough time to all get to the corner and be looking, trying to figure out where he went. I'm guessing.
Moved in towards the bouncer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's right there.
Okay. Hey, so we lost track of a friend of ours.
Did you?
I'm just wondering if you've seen him around.
Do you have a description?
I guess give a rough description of Ramon's character.
Sounds familiar. I'll keep an eye out.
I would really, really appreciate if you did.
Let me know if you see him.
I'm asking you to let me know if you see him.
Well, as I was saying, I'll keep an eye out. Let me know if you find him so I can stop looking and stop wasting my resources.
Right.
Thank you. He starts to walk away from the corner.
I'm going to keep an eye on him.
Okay. He's just walking out into the club.
I'm going to keep an eye on him, but I'm staying near the corner. Is there anything strange about the corner?
No, it's just a shadowy corner.
The wall, everything solid, or?
I don't know. Is it?
If I walk up and touch the wall.
The shadows on the wall, they're a bit spongy.
Oh, God. Okay. Can I push through them?
it does seem like you could just, yeah, push through them.
I'll get the attention of the others. Try.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Well, they're all right there too.
Yeah. Well, if they haven't gotten distracted.
Well, unless somebody's doing a badass dance solo in the middle of the floor, I think you're okay.
Hey, John, I just wanted to tell our unseen friend to hide again. Yep.
Well, if the other two are paying attention, I'm going to see about pushing through the wall.
Okay.
The other side.
Okay, so Marie just steps into the corner and disappears.
This sounds kind of like our changeling game.
Maria steps into the darkened room.
Oh.
You. Marie sees Ramon. Ramon sees Marie.
Nice to see you. Ah. I thought I was stuck in here forever.
You can go through the wall.
That is really creepy.
Tell our bouncer friend out there.
He was actually trying to kill me. We don't want to talk to that guy.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, he seems to be keeping an eye out for you.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I don't think it would be. Huh?
What did you do to him?
I did nothing. I just invisible force just broke his leg, broke his jaw. That's all I saw. And I'm like going, holy hell. So then I calmly, I start reciting the prophecy to him. And then Coyote, he was a coyote. He went, what the hell? He was kind of like dazed. And then he got super freaking pissed off.
Okay. But an invisible force attacked him. So he tried to kill you.
Yep. Well, he wanted to know what we were doing here. And yeah. Kind of told him we were just cooling off and relaxing. And he goes, so you weren't told not to come here? I'm like, no. So I'm like, you know, trying to give him the thumbs up. Yeah.
Are there any other ways out of this room?
Say what?
Are there any other ways out of this room?
Any other ways out? I don't know. After he left, you came in.
All right, because I'm not sure going out through the club is going to be safest for you right now.
I would probably think that's a good idea.
So we should see if there's any other ways out through here.
Be wise. Hopefully we don't end up somewhere we're not supposed to be. I really don't feel like being lunch.
Are there any other ways out this way?
There are no ways out of this room.
All right, let's go out, and I guess we'll see if Celine can.
No, you misheard me. There are no ways out of this room.
Oh, you're stuck in there. You can't get out. Once you're in, you're stuck.
One way.
Did you just say run away?
No, she said it's one way. One way.
Hold on. Let me double check something.
How advanced with cell phones are we?
So now Marie has been in the corner for a while. What are what are the two in the club out doing? Aloysius and Celine.
You gonna text them?
Oh.
You gonna text them?
Yeah,
I'm gonna text them and be like, where the hell are you, Marie? You were dancing with me and you disappeared.
Okay.
What's going on?
What kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
What kind of phone do you have, Marie?
I probably an Android.
Okay. So you have no iMessage, which gives you a indication of when a text was delivered. You sent it.
That's all I know.
If you both had iPhones, you would know if it went through or not.
Yep.
Damn, I figured that was knows how tech works.
To that, but knowing that Marie is kind of a hacker, she'd probably have an Android. So I didn't want to be cheaty and be like, here, I'll help us out. Sorry.
Damn, storyteller knows how freaking tech works.
Yeah, and that's I knew that's where you were going with that. I had to be true to the character, so. Sure.
Yeah, but I got a work iPhone. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Marie did try to show them where she was going.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I did spend a bit of time repeatedly mentioning that she was showing them the wall.
They saw you go in there.
Yeah.
They were just standing there watching the corner, apparently.
And watching me walk through the wall, so they know that's where I went.
Okay.
We're just wondering when you're coming back out and how you even got in there.
Aloysius isn't into magic tricks. He's not trying to figure that out.
Well, you'll notice that all of the bouncers are now congregated around the exit.
I'll try knocking very loudly on the wall.
Okay. That's nice.
So I'm going to go over there, but I'm not going to go in. I'm just going to be, like, at the wall, kind of trying to figure it out, but not going in. Not, like, you know, like, what the hell? Like, how the hell did she just disappear?
Okay. The shadow of the wall is a bit squishy to the touch.
Do any of you guys have Christmas lights?
You can easily push through it.
I pull out my phone.
Uh-huh. There is no service.
Holy shit. Go figure.
Awesome. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if I throw it at the squishy wall if it goes through. It hits them in the head. That'd be funny.
The wall's been squishy on this side.
Well, I don't mean it's squishy, but like inanimate objects can fly through it, but
dead beings can't. No.
Damn it. Because if it was a Nokia, man, that would hurt.
So the exit's blocked?
Yep, the exit's blocked. Four bouncers at the exit.
So you think we follow or we just leave?
Do we follow or do we find our way out?
We'll find another exit. Hey.
Yeah.
There's got to be another exit. So are the bouncers all congregated just at one, at just the entrance?
Yeah, it appears that there's only one exit to this club. It doesn't appear to be very well within code.
Within what?
He's trying to tell me there's not a fire escape.
there are no other exit signs anywhere. Everywhere else seems to be solid wall. There may be a basement trapdoor behind the bar or something to get to storage, but nothing that would, you know, involve just a regular exit.
I'm looking at yours, I mean, that's fine.
Not going to let us just walk out, are they?
You can try.
He's like, you can try.
What's the worst that could happen?
End up gutted on the floor, I guess. I don't know. That would never be good.
Looks like we've got two options. We can try to talk our way out of this, or... follow into the corner.
I'm going to be brave and talk our way out of it. Because I really don't want to get sucked into that room. So
you don't know what's in there.
But they both disappeared and they're not coming back out.
That might be because it's a happy party on the other side.
Yeah, I know that. I'm going to see if there's a way outside where it looks like they're going to, like,
the only way is through the exit.
If there's a way on the other side to try to get into where they're at, that's what I would like to know.
You would have to leave the building.
Right. And so that's why I'm trying to...
There are bouncers in the way.
So are they keeping anybody from leaving?
No, they haven't kept anybody from leaving yet.
Let's just go out the door.
So I'll use my manipulation.
I mean, nobody's tried.
Oh. Okay, so let's just leave.
You're going to try to go out the door?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't we? They let you walk right out.
Sweet.
Okay.
Now we need to, we're outside, we need to go towards where that corner is on the out, on this side of it.
Right.
Yeah, it's a squared off corner.
That's it. Nothing there.
Yep. Nothing there.
Do we have a way to break the wall?
No.
She came in like a wrecking ball. Bueller.
Sorry, I totally spaced. What do we have happening?
You and Ramon are in the dark room, and okay. The other two have left the club. Left you behind.
Oh, great!
But you don't know that.
Outside to get you guys out, because we didn't want to get sucked.
I'm examining all the. And none of the other walls in this room have shown any sign of give.
No.
No, awesome.
And as you start to get frustrated, you turn around and there is a tall, bald, pale man standing next to Ramon.
Ramon, he wasn't here before, was he?
Nope.
Ramon, you know who this is.
You don't seem very bothered by this, do you?
Oh, hey, what's going on? I was going to know. I'm joking.
I figured it was time I introduced myself.
And you are?
Since we have partaken of the Valdery together.
What?
I am a member of the pack. By the way, everybody roll one die, and that's your vinculum rating towards this guy.
Or what?
your vinculum writing. He was in the Valdery. You just didn't realize it. So yeah, everybody roll one die, and you have that's your vinculum writing towards nothing.
What's his name?
Nothing.
So you're part of the pack, but I'm sorry. Have we met?
I'm sorry. I'm very shy. I tend to prefer to help without the necessity of talking to people, because that goes wrong a lot.
Well, unfortunately, we're kind of stuck in here now.
That's why it seemed like a good time. It seemed like we had time to talk.
We may have a lot of time.
I hope not a lot of time, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. I'm sorry, I have not introduced myself. I know your names because I have been within the pack. I am nothing. And I am within your pack, and I defer to you, Ductus.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you along. I'm sorry you're stuck here, in here with us.
So, we ready to call it a night? This is the kind of shit I love to do. I'm going to stop the broadcast.
Everybody else goes to get Shelby to be like, hey, can you burrow in and dig over the people out?
Can you maybe dig through that wall? We need somebody to do that. Oh, yeah.
Hello, folks. Have you ever wished you could have an easy way to find gameplay videos and podcasts, or just media in general that deals with your favorite White Wolf role-playing games? Or have you ever wished you could find a forum to share gameplay that you have recorded, one which wouldn't be drowned out by random posts and discussion, so that your media could get the attention you want? Well, we have the answer for you in a Facebook group we run called White Wolf RPGs Gameplay and Media. The group is specifically ran with the sole intent of it being a one-stop shop for people to view or share media involving the games we all love. We take thorough steps to ensure the page does not become cluttered and is easy to traverse. We are currently over 1,000 members strong, and we are continuing to rapidly grow with new media being shared every day. Stop on by. We hope to see you there.